I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. 24 young pianists will travel to Albuquerque this month. They will compete against each other for prize money, concert engagements, and recognition. The first ever Olga Kern International Piano Competition has attracted musicians from China, South Korea, the Czech Republic, Brazil, Japan, and the United States. Among the Americans is 23-year-old Joshua Rupley, born and raised in Albuquerque, now living and studying in Germany. Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Is this your first international competition?
No, this isn't my first international competition. I took part in two little ones in the United States a couple of years ago, and then since I've been in Germany, I participated in one earlier this year, yeah.
There is a lot of talk among musicians about the value of competitions. What were your reasons for taking part?
One of the advantages is that at a competition, you have all sorts of musicians from all over the world that come together. And they've all worked hard. They've all practiced hard. I think that's really inspiring to meet those folks. But I also understand when people say that competitions, you know, there's this famous quote by Béla Bartók that competitions are for horses, not for artists. Sometimes I feel like I'm on America's Top Model. And for a long time, I really looked down on competitions. But I'm starting to see that people want to know objectively when compared with other musicians, you are very good, very highly qualified in your field. And that's one of those things that sometimes you just need to win a competition in order to show.
Other than that, what are the possible benefits for you and your career?
I think it has nothing to do with the prize money. It's more getting to know people who are already doing what I want to do later on, namely the judges. A lot of times, the judges will come and meet with you and give you comments and feedback, and that can be really great. And then also, a lot of agents come to competitions to watch and listen for people they're interested in. And if you attract attention at the competition, then people will start organizing concerts for you. And you tour around, and that's kind of the way you become a concert pianist. And that's what I'm interested in going into, or at least trying out.
Have you been familiar with Olga Kern as a pianist?
I have. I remember she came and played with the New Mexico Symphony Orchestra when I was in high school. And Guillermo Figueroa, the conductor back then, had invited me to observe the rehearsals. And the piece she was playing with orchestra, I was also learning at the same time. And tried to ask her questions about that. I bugged her, I think, more than was polite. I was just really inspired by the just seeing her rehearse with the orchestra. And that was something that I always remembered. Yeah.
Could you walk us through, Josh, what your schedule will be as a competitor?
Yeah, in this competition, I don't know this from any other competition, every competitor gets their own grand piano to practice on.
Wow.
I'll be staying with my parents in Albuquerque. They're going to deliver a Steinway grand piano to my home, and then I'll get to practice on that as much as I want. There's a first round, everyone plays for 45 minutes, and that lasts 2 days. And so at some point during those 2 days, I'm going to come and play for 45 minutes and then keep practicing, immediately start preparing the round two. And then assuming I get into round two, then I would come back and then play for 60 minutes. And then the third round begins where the pianists are rehearsing with orchestra. And then the final round is they perform a piano concerto with the New Mexico Philharmonic in Pope Joy Hall. And that's sort of the grand finale of the whole thing.
So it starts with 24, then it is winnowed down to 10, and the final round is how many?
I think there are four prizes, so at least four people, I assume, but they probably won't let anyone advance to the final round that doesn't deserve it.
And Josh, do you choose the music that you will be performing, or do they require music?
Sort of a mixture. In the first round, they gave sort of general loose guidelines. Everyone has to play a classical sonata, Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn, whatever. Everyone has to play a short piece by Bach. Everyone has to play a short piece by Rachmaninoff, two etudes. So they have a sort of a general outline of what the program should look like. And then you just choose something that fits that. But then the second round is completely free, except for a special commissioned work, which was composed for this competition by the Scottish composer Rory Boyle.
When you're choosing your material for the competition in the situations where you have a choice, obviously you want to play to your strengths. What do you see, Josh, as your strengths?
That's funny. Yesterday, I had a conversation with my former piano teacher about exactly that, because I think it's very difficult as a pianist to judge your own strengths. You need ears outside of you. You need someone else's ears to find that out, I think. And so I have a lot of conversations with her where she'll tell me, you know, you did this really well. This is something you should do more of. This is a strength. And then some other things where then she says, you know, that's maybe not something you should bring to a competition. Now, I feel that my strength, at least right now, is music of the early 20th century. And so in the second round, assuming I make it to the second round, I'll be playing Bartok expressionist music, some impressionist Debussy music, some Rachmaninoff post-romantic, Messiaen, a bunch of different things, all sorts of different styles, but all early 20th century. I feel like that's the music that I can present most convincingly right now.
I want to go back to earlier in your development as a pianist. You started studying piano in Albuquerque. Did you find inspiration here as a young musician?
I did. Like most musicians, I found a lot of inspiration in nature, and there's a lot of that in Albuquerque. That's a really wonderful thing. And also this laid-back New Mexican culture. It was a really great place to be at that time. But I noticed that little by little, it was more difficult to motivate myself to really push forward to advance. And that was when I started international competitions back a few years ago, because I was just looking for people to basically to kick me in the butt, to get me to work hard and push forward in advance. And that's something, you know, in isolated, beautiful, laid back New Mexico, you don't find as much of that as in New York, for example.
And is that the explanation for your move to Germany?
Yeah, I saw in Würzburg, in Germany, there was just a great opportunity with teachers that were interested in helping me, and an environment of enthusiastic pianists who all wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I mean, the other thing is that Germany is basically the center of the world classical music scene, or one of them. I can hear basically any world star pianist that interests me. They all come through this area. So I had a lot of exposure to really top-notch world-class art.
Where would you like to see yourself a couple of years down the road?
Ah, that's a hard question. I'm sort of torn between dreaming big and being realistic. You know, I picture myself doing something like what Olga Kern does, and just traveling around and making beautiful music with other good musicians, giving a lot of concerts and seeing the world and living life as a concert pianist. That's a dream of mine. That would be really wonderful. But there are a lot of people that want to do that, and a lot of people that are working really hard to do that. And it's often a question of, well, what's your backup plan? You know, I'm starting to see that I enjoy teaching more and more. I can picture teaching as well, but I don't really want to be an exclusive teacher. I love making music too much for that. I love doing it myself and going out and sharing what I've practiced with other people. And so I figure I'll just keep doing something in that direction.
23 years old, I think you should dream big. So don't be afraid of it.
That's kind of what I'm going for. I'm daring to dream bigger.
New Mexico's Joshua Rupley, speaking with us from his home in Würzburg, Germany, is among the 24 contestants in the Olga Kern International Piano Competition, November 13th to the 20th in Albuquerque. Visit olgakerncompetition.org. Josh, wishing you and the rest of the contestants the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.